Abiel Rose Richmond was 6 years old when she was shot and killed at Sandy Hook Elementary, along with 25 others. That was back in 2012. Today, Abiel's father works to end violence in his daughter's honor, not through a campaign against guns, but rather a campaign for science and a better understanding of what violent behavior looks like in the brain. Dr. Jeremy Richmond is the founder and CEO of the Abiel Foundation, named in honor of his six-year-old daughter who was slain at Newtown. He joins me now. Dr. Richmond, thank you for being here.
Thanks for taking the time to speak with me.
As a parent who lost a child in a school shooting, tell me, and I'm sure this is very difficult, but tell me how you felt when you heard the news of last night's horror.
Well, unfortunately, over the last 5 years, this has happened so many times. We start getting texts from friends around the country, you know, oh, thinking of you, we're with you. And we know something must have happened. And obviously, it's a huge trigger and it breaks our hearts in a brutal way, but it also just outrages us. We feel a lot of anger and frustration with the fact that not enough is being done to prevent it.
And I can't imagine what it must feel like. Can you give us a sense after your daughter Abiel's death, how did your family cope? How did you find a way to sort of look ahead?
You know, coping is a it's a relative term. I mean, it's an infinite feeling of just brutal loss. There's a part of you missing, and immediately, my wife and I, in a hazy 48 hours, decided that we were going to do something. We were going to take action, and wanted to play to our strengths. Both being scientists, we decided to approach violence from a scientific perspective and study violence as the disease that it is, coming from this organ that we know very little about, the brain, and created the foundation. And that helped a lot because it gave us a purpose, a reason, a focus, and that helped a lot.
And what can you tell our listeners what your foundation, which was named for Abiel, aimed to do?
So the mission of the Abiel Foundation is to prevent violence and build compassion through neuroscience, research, community engagement, and education. So we're actually funding basic, you know, lab bench neuroscience studies, public health studies, and clinical studies to understand what's happening under the hood up in the brain, what are the biochemical and structural factors, and what are the environmental risk factors that lead to violence, and what are the protective factors that lead away from that and toward compassion, kindness, connection, and resilience? But we also recognize that the study of violence in a vacuum is really of no value unless you can give it to the everyday person in a way that's approachable, digestible, understandable, so that they could take it home and find, in a time of crisis, a tool of value that they can apply. And we need to break down these barriers of the invisible world of mental that come with shame, trepidation, stigma, and discrimination, and move it to the tangible and understandable world of brain science so that people are willing to get help for themselves or their loved ones when there is obvious signs and symptoms of a problem.
So let's talk about that a little bit, because after this shooting, there was a lot of talk about how someone should have said something about the shooter's behavior in advance. They had, you know, noted that he was a loner. A lot of the similar narratives that we hear often about mass shooters. What can someone do in that situation? If you suspect that someone could be a danger to themselves or to others, what can someone actually do?
Well, for one thing, they can talk to, depending on the context, they can talk to the parent, they can talk to the school administration, they can talk to the law enforcement authorities, they can get police involved. If people are willing to engage and say something, then that's a start. And then we also have to train parents, teachers, healthcare providers, law enforcement, what to do when there is these reports.
And we mentioned earlier in the day, I think that Americans are just really sick of this, regardless of what side of the political divide that they stand on. And I'm thinking today about the people who've lost loved ones. Having been in that situation, What can you say to the parents and families who are going through this or other gun tragedies, who've lost loved ones in that? What message can they take from this, from you, having been through this?
Well, the people that have been through this, I think, would echo the sentiment. Thoughts and prayers are good, but they're significantly fall short. They're not enough. We have to take action. So do something. Call your political leaders, your legislators, and demand that something be done. In our case, we were sick of being reactionary. Our country has just become completely adept at reacting to violence, but we don't think of ways to prevent, intervene, or cure it. So we would encourage them to get involved, support research as an example, but do something.
Dr. Richman, thank you for being with us on The Takeaway.
I really appreciate the time.
Dr. Jeremy Richman is the founder and CEO of the Aviel Foundation. His daughter, Aviel Rose Richman, was killed in the Newtown shooting when she was 6 years old.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing.
Or politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.